And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, the first edition of 2021. I hope you all had a very happy new year and got through it safely and are just enjoying your weekend here before we got to go back to the grind for that first week in January coming up on Monday. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. We're talking steaks today, man. Why not? Started out with my favorite food on the grill for the year. Here we go. What you got, Bob?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if you're still having parties and groups of people over because nobody's working or whatever, and you're up north, make sure you run down to the Chase Creek Smokehouse. You can actually build a fire outside, have your steak delivered outside, and they have, New York strip that is heavenly. Get the New York strip. Tell Tara, our girl Tara, to make you a nice cocktail. You can sit at the outside bar and support a great Michigan company. Biggest smokehouse in Michigan, Chase Creek Smokehouse. That's in Hawkins, Michigan. Look it up.
Well, it's Chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chase, Hawkins,
I'm
wherever.
Sorry. Yeah. It is technically.
Yeah.
That's why it's not the Hawkins.
US 131 and US 10, there's an intersection there, north, south, east, west, respectively. About 5 miles to the west off the highway, you'll find the little burg of Chase.
Yes.
And you want to go there. It's a lot of fun, right on a snowmobile trail, the RV trail, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
That old railroad that runs east-west across the state. A great little stop if you're out playing around in the cold.
Make sure you ask for Tara. She'll make you a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
That is to die for.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So, listen, my daughter Maggie and son-in-law Christian moved in with us. They sold their house and their building. And so we have the big extended Walton household right now.
And there's already somebody moving in and out of your joint.
Yeah. Well, that's why we put the revolving doors on.
Right.
So this celebrated their, I almost said suffered, they celebrated their second anniversary. And we tried to give them space, but, you know, it's only two stories. It's not like you can go on the fifth floor. So Christian made Maggie and them three beautiful steaks. And then he put a topping on it that he just looked up, but he didn't have all the ingredients. And so he asked Maureen, he goes, "You don't have any panko, do you?" And she goes, "No." And she says, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Well, I'm supposed to do this and this and this." So she said, "I've got some of Bob's homemade croutons because I like making croutons out of stale bread and buns especially. So these are beautiful. I use Old World Olive Company's garlic and butter EVO, and I cut this stale bread into cubes, and I put it in a big bowl, and then I drizzle the two types of oil over it, and I sprinkle Lowry's garlic salt on it, or sometimes that other bologna spice, and whatever I've got, right?"
And something salty.
I keep sprinkling it and shaking it. Yeah, sprinkling it, shaking it, putting more oil on. And they're pretty heavily saturated by the time I get done. But then I put them on a couple cookie sheets and throw them in the oven for about 15 minutes on 400.
Right.
And they get nice and crispy. I let them cool, throw them in bags, and we've always got them. Well, we didn't have panko. So she said, "Why don't you use some of these croutons?" I think it was better than panko. So he crushed these up. In my little,
thought he said he made dinner for for his wife. Were you?
He did.
So no wonder they didn't celebrate too much. They father-in-law was at the table when they celebrated.
No, I was in my office.
Oh, okay.
No, that's why he asked Maureen for something.
Yeah, well, you just said they were beautiful and even better than.
Well,
I thought maybe you ate them with them.
No.
Okay, just checking.
It was all I could do not to. But as soon as they snuck off into the lower level to have their romantic little dinner, I went upstairs to see how it went. They're already gone and. Maureen goes, "Kristen said you can have that last steak if you want." And it's like, "No, I'm not going to eat it," because they might want a second. So I see it. He did. He finished it off in the oven in one of my big cast iron pans.
Right.
And he mixed together blue cheese and those crushed up croutons and made a topping, just blue cheese and the croutons. And mounded it on top and then put them in the oven for like 6 minutes on 450 or something, convection.
Right.
And it looked beautiful. It tasted like probably the best topper I've ever had. There were little clumps of it in the pan, and I smelled it. It's like, oh, my gosh, does that smell good? So I go up there, and I picked a little piece off the pan. I about licked that pan clean by the time it was done, leaving that one steak left there.
Sure. I've got a similar one that I did. I don't like hollandaise sauce.
It's
I just don't like egg gravy. It's not for me.
I make it from scratch.
So I made it with Boers and cheese. which is a goat cheese that's garlic infused,
that's
if you will.
That's kind of your go-to on it.
Right, it is. And then what I did is I bought a can of lump crab meat, and I put that in a pan and warmed it up, a cast iron pan. I warmed it up, and it crisped up a little bit with
little
some oil on it. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, so
with
a little bit of olive oil on it and some salt and pepper, and it crisped up a little bit because the pan was real hot. Right, and
so
I took
made, like a pancake out of it. Or
no,
something?
I just turned it with a spatula just to get it crispy on the edges, get some crunch on that crab meat, and then I put that with three spears of asparagus that I had grilled. Put that crab meat on there, and then poured that boars and cheese, just melted boars and cheese is all it was, and I put a little bit of white wine in it to thin it.
Oh, so you crisped up the
crab meat? Yes.
The boars and wasn't with
no, no, no,
it.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
The crab meat to crisp it up
so
with a little oil.
You fried up a little crab meat.
Right.
You put it on some grilled asparagus.
On the steak.
On top of the steak.
And then drizzled
and
it with that boars and cheese.
It?
Yeah. Well, actually, Lisa did. Because
she put it on our page?
No, because
that sounds like
she's struggling to get on our page. And so but anyway, we still have the picture. We'll put it up there.
Do it.
Yeah, but it was
do
wonderful. It's super easy because the crab meat came out of the can, just threw it in a cast iron and crisp it up a little bit with some oil, right? Put it on there, on the asparagus, pour that boars and cheese, and I thinned that boars and cheese just a little bit with some white wine because I wanted it to pour and drizzle. I didn't want it to, you know, plop on there in a spoon. So, but easy, guys. Super easy to do and wonderful flavor.
More like syrup than baby poop.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yep, exactly.
What kind of steaks are great for a topper?
Well, you know, any of them are, but
I'd say tenderloin is.
Right, yeah. I would say that, too, because
it tastes like nothing.
Right. The better the steak tastes, the less topper I like.
Thank you.
Right? And
me too.
So if you've got a piece of meat that isn't maybe the best one that you want, if you got a flank steak or something, they all got good flavor, but
how about Wagyu tenderloin?
No,
how about Wagyu sirloin?
There's no need. There's absolutely no need. That flavor in there, it's so marbled. I mean,
sirloin,
fat is flavor.
I think sirloin has the best flavor of any steak.
Right. I do too.
Other than maybe ribeye.
Yeah, well, you're close.
Yeah,
they're all in the same zone of the animal. So
yeah, they're in the cow,
right? But you got to have that. And what's common with both of those is the marbling.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Steak Show on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Yes, you are.
And we're just slabbering. We're just babbling about steaks and great ways. We hope we're making you hungry, and you go to your favorite butcher shop and patronize them or your favorite restaurant. And do takeout.
Right.
Or just tell Gretchen to screw herself and go inside and eat.
Well, there we go. That went south quick.
But
anyway, there's a lot of steaks out there. And it doesn't always have to be off the cow because they make great steaks. You know, one of the things that's overlooked a lot is pork steak. And we'll touch on that a little bit in the next segment because I think that's a... like I said, often overlooked, but I enjoy a great piece of pork on the grill, and it doesn't have to be smoked all day. It can be grilled and seared and made to be just a wonderful, wonderful, tasty treat. But so anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about techniques. There's a thing called a reverse sear that is pretty cool, and we also might talk a little bit about a sous vide. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.